KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
62 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour. Number one, they are trying for the death penalty in connection with the murder of a five-year-old girl from Washoe County. Coming up, why the Washoe DA says it rises to the level of the death penalty for Isabella Loving's father. Number two, a 55-story hotel tower for downtown Reno. Directly ahead, who's doing the building and when we can expect construction to begin. And the push is on to suspend California's highest-in-the-nation gas tax. On the way, who's backing it, and does it stand a chance in Sacramento? And it is our top local story. Just moments ago, we heard from Washoe DA Chris Hicks, who said they will seek the death penalty in the murder case of five-year-old Isabella Loving. She is the Washoe County girl who was apparently tortured and beaten to death by her own parents. At a news conference just moments ago, Hicks said the criminal investigation found that Isabella, a five-year-old girl, subject to extended periods of repeated abuse, including cold showers, withholding food and water, and physically being restrained. Now, Nicholas Loving is charged with child abuse and first-degree murder of the little girl. She was found dead at her Cold Springs home on April 3rd, 2025. The girl's mother, Andrea Loving, not charged with the death penalty, but she has also been charged with murder in the girl's death. Word is that it just does not rise to the eligible case of the death penalty for Andrea. Now, she was arrested in July 2025 on charges of child abuse causing substantial bodily harm and was, again, hit with first-degree murder charges in December. A lot of the legalese to sort through here, but again, we just got out of this news conference that happened moments ago in downtown Reno with Washoe DA Chris Hicks, who again says he will seek the death penalty against Nicholas Loving. He is the father of five-year-old Isabella Loving, who was found dead about 2 years ago inside her Cold Springs home. I'm Greg Neft. Let's head on over to the studio with more, and here's Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. Well, welcome to the sordid, sullied world of politics. Was one of the Republican candidates for 2nd Congressional District in the race ever arrested? The answer is yes. We'll tell you who. And money for mechanics, future mechanics, is being given to Truckee Meadows Community College. A good old-fashioned anti-war protest will take place in Carson City. I've got those stories along with the results of our Noon News Daily Poll. We'll have a new one up by the end of the hour, this one concerning the governor's race. And we'll get you that, local sports with Craig, the Las Vegas Knights, and the Wolf Pack, among the other stories in the local news. And we have got traffic and weather together, which will come up a little bit later with Phil. It is 12:09, and you're listening to the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. You can join the conversation. Follow us on X at 991 FM Talk. Greg?
All right. Thank you very much there, Jerry. And again, if you are just joining us, we have just gotten out of a news conference involving the Washoe County District Attorney, who says he will seek the death penalty against Nicholas Loving. He is the father of a five-year-old Cold Springs girl who was found murdered inside her home. She apparently, we are learning more about this, was subjected to about 2 years of torture. We are talking physical abuse. We are talking food and water deprivation. And we are also talking about mental torture. The mother, Andrea Loving, again, will not face the death penalty, but she too has been charged in the little girl's death in the murder case of that. Again, we'll have more on this later on in the show. Other news that we're following this hour, well, it could be Reno's tallest building downtown, a 55-story hotel tower for downtown Reno. That is the centerpiece of Phase 2 of the J Resort. The casino celebrating the completion of Phase 1 yesterday and says that it's really a rising tide that lifted downtown 4th Street, what with all the new renovations to Neon Plaza and cleanup and the more police presence downtown, a new entrance to the J Resort there, and really a cleanup of the entire area. It will also include an outdoor stage as well as a number of other amenities. And we'll hear from both the president of the J Resort and Mayor Hillary Sheehy coming up later on in the show. We've also learned of a proposal to suspend the state's gas tax. I'm talking about California's highest in the nation's gas tax. A Republican state senator from Huntington Beach introduced a bill in Sacramento saying that it would save a family of four at least $1,100 per year. Senate Democrats in California, in Sacramento, are against this plan, but again, it's being introduced regardless. Tom Steyer, he's running for governor of California. He's now spent a record $192.4 million on his campaign. And I can tell you that from personal experience, I was in San Francisco this past weekend. I can tell you that just about every other television ad is an ad for Tom Steyer for governor. He's currently, if, depending on what poll you subscribe to, he's currently in either second or third place. A total of 81 dogs are now in the care of animal control after they were rescued in Mesquite, Clark County. Officials say the animals were being kept inside an RV. Some of them have medical conditions and need extensive treatment. A few of the dogs are newborn puppies. The Mesquite Animal Shelter is currently taking care of the dogs, but they say it's straining their facility. They're asking for community donations and assistance. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:12.
For about a week or so, social media and social media influencers, Laura Loomer in particular, have been circulating information about James Settlemyer and his arrest on domestic battery charges. The Populist Sentinel site showing a copy of the criminal complaint, which took place in October of 2005. The official judgment order issued by the East Fork Justice Court in December of 2005 contains language that is contradictory and causes confusion pertaining to the outcome of Settlemyer's case, which suggests Settlemyer may have made a plea deal. Welcome to the dirty world of politics, as one would say. One of the candidates in the race saying the real sin is not this case, referring to the misdemeanor domestic battery charge. The real sin, quoting, is his voting record. From the Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily poll, we put it up yesterday, of the 20 candidates for Nevada governor, if the primary were held today, who would you vote for? And number one, Joseph Lombardo, the incumbent, with 63% of the vote. Alexis Hill, the Democrat, at 27%. And just some small change there, and percent, rather. And then Aaron Ford coming in third at 9%. No votes for any of the other candidates. There are 20-plus candidates, if you include none of the above. And that poll will be up for a bit longer. If you want to vote, go to 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com and vote. It is 12:14, and with traffic to be followed by weather, here is Phil Galbraith with a look at traffic. Hey, Phil.
Traffic. Hello there, Jerry. We're doing okay for the most part on the freeways. However, on North McCarran at Wedekind in Sparks, there's an injury collision being worked there. Emergency crews have lanes shut down, and things are messed up in all four directions. Use Audi as an alternate route to get around that mess. It is 64 degrees in Sparks, 62 in Carson City, 63 in Yerington, 52 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's your weather forecast.
It's another beautiful afternoon, low to mid-70s for daytime highs. Tomorrow, the rest of the week, we're going to be in low 80-degree weather, a few degrees above our seasonal average. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. Proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are 9 brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many 5-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. Windows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Are you tired of auto repair shops that overcharge and underperform with long appointment delays? Try Equality Automotive in Reno. Transparent pricing, ASE certified techs with a rock-solid 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty on most repairs. Ask about our 5-quart, $59 oil change special. From routine maintenance to fleet service and all things in between, call 384-1838, 100 Gentry Way, Unit C10 in Reno. EqualityAutomotiveReno.com. Fair, reliable, and equal.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Today in Minden, the Douglas County School District deals with some dismal numbers. I'm John Potter for the noon news. At their meeting this afternoon, they'll be presented with a final fiscal year budget that goes from this June through next. School enrollment is expected to drop there, which is a common problem with many districts, including Washoe County, which blames the declining birth rate for the drop in students. In Douglas County, they estimate 162 fewer students will be enrolled next school year. That means a $1.7 million drop in funding. The district's terminating about 20 full-time employees and 9 teachers to cover that loss. The meeting's at 4:30 this afternoon. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And it is 62 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And a very good afternoon to you as we continue right along here. I'm Greg Neft. And it's our top local story. And as we were just telling you, if you are just joining us, the Washoe DA just moments ago says they will seek the death penalty in the murder case of 5-year-old Isabella Loving. She is the North Valley's girl who was apparently beaten to death by her own parents.
Izzy was subjected over an extended period of time, approximately 2.5 years, to repeated abuse, neglect, isolation, deprivation, and the withholding of necessary medical care, which ultimately resulted in her death on April 3rd, 2025.
DA Chris Hicks says the case against the father, Nicholas Loving, goes even further than that.
Torture. That he physically abused Izzy and or subjected her to cold showers and or withheld her intake of food and water and or physically restrained her movement and or failed to provide medical care or treatment.
And word is they are not seeking the death penalty against the girl's mother, but she too is charged in the case. Hicks says the path towards this decision was clear.
Based upon the evidence developed during this investigation and the allegations set forth in the criminal information, my office has concluded that this case meets the legal standard for filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty against Nicholas Lovin.
FM News Talk Time 12:21. Now with more, here's Jerry.
The Regional Heat Unit, that's the unit focused on sex-related crimes, has seen sentences in three cases now close. The strongest sentence coming for a man who thought he was negotiating with a father to engage in sex with the father's children. The father was actually an undercover agent, and Corey Jones has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Another case saw a man trying to recruit an undercover officer to let him be her pimp. And another man busted for engaging with someone he thought was 16 to meet up for sex. There's an organization called the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and they just recently donated $25,000 in scholarship funding to students at Truckee Meadows Community College, helping create education opportunities for students pursuing careers in the automotive technology field. The scholarship fund will be awarded with preference given to students with financial need, helping aspiring automotive technicians access education and training opportunities at no cost to participate in the program. Totonym. A totonym is the precise linguistic term when the first and last names are identical. I should have announced subject change. I'm talking about a contest right now and not a news story. Totonym. A repetitive patronymic is the exact category for names like Lars Larson, Eric Erickson, or even John Johnson. John Johnson, not a host here on this radio station, where the father's name matches the son's first name. We asked that question yesterday, and Josh Peters knew the answer and texted us the correct answer for a pair of tickets, a combo pack, to see Jimmy Failla this Saturday night. Jimmy Failla is bringing his mommy to the show, and Brian Kilmeade will be there at the following week, as there is the Hawkins Amphitheater at the Barley Ranch in Reno. So we gave away those tickets to Josh Peters. You have a chance to win another combo pack, four tickets, two for Fela, two for Kilmeade, this afternoon during Markley, Van Camp, and Robin. So be listening for your chance to win. It is 12:23. Here's another look at traffic with Phil.
Traffic! Crews are still on the scene of an injury collision on North McCarran at Wedekind in Sparks. Things are very slow in that area. Also slow, 4th Street at McCarran in Reno. A collision working, just very heavy in that area. It is 63 degrees in Reno and in Dayton, 62 in Smith Valley, 52 degrees at Incline Village. Here's your weather forecast.
It's another beautiful afternoon, low to mid-70s for our daytime highs. Tomorrow, the rest of the week, we're going to be in low 80-degree weather, a few degrees above our seasonal average. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. Proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Tired of looking at your old leaning fence? Do you have problems with your gates not opening and closing properly? We can help. Call Florence Fence today. Whether you have a wood fence, chain link, ornamental iron, or vinyl fence, we can repair your existing fence or replace it with a new one. Florence Fence has been serving the Reno and Lake Tahoe area for over 37 years. Call us today at 775-267-9918 or visit us on the web at florencefenceinc.com.
Crime doesn't care about party lines. It impacts everyone. Northern Nevada is seeing rising crime. Families and businesses deserve to feel safe again. I'm George Forbush, retired Sparks police officer, running for Congress to support our local police with funding, training, and resources needed to protect our communities. It's time for real solutions, stronger communities, and safer neighborhoods. Learn more at ForbushForCongress.com. I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message.
Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
Big news from Carson Valley Oil. They've expanded their delivery area, now serving North Lake Tahoe, the Carson Valley, and Carson City, also Dayton and the Reno Sparks area. Carson Valley Oil delivers bulk fuel, lubricants, and heating oil you can count on. Carson Valley Oil continues to set the gold standard for petroleum supply and customer service in Northern Nevada. Call 887-7777 for delivery or CFN cardlock signup. That's 887-7777.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
The Vegas Golden Knights are about 6-1 to win the Stanley Cup. The Colorado Avalanche, not quite even money. Vegas, a big underdog, going into the conference finals beginning tomorrow in Denver. The Reno Aces are on the road at Oklahoma City. Both teams are, like most teams in the Pacific Coast League, hovering around 500. Only two teams in the PCL are either four games above or four games below 500. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
62 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And from the Keystone CPA Studios, I'm Greg Neft. And if you are just getting caught up, we are learning of a 55-story hotel tower proposal for downtown Reno. That is the centerpiece of Phase 2 of the J Resort, the casino celebrating the completion of Phase 1 yesterday and said its rising tide lifted 4th Street downtown.
The old 4th Street was known for decades. And when I said earlier, I mean decades, is a place to avoid at all costs because of, we know, illegal activity, crime. It was a very dangerous area for people to walk. And so today, it's walkable. There's entertainment, there's art sculptures. It's very safe. And it's just a complete transformation and revitalization of an area.
J Resort's Jonathan Boulware, Reno's mayor, hailing the achievement.
We've never seen this type of investment in housing ever. It's been over two decades, and we have more doors in downtown Reno than we've ever seen before. We have more businesses that have opened here in the last decade.
Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy, it's not clear when construction on the tower or the other parts of Phase 2 at the J will begin. Going to prison for trying to ensnare a teen girl for sex, Alfred Johnson III of Reno learned his fate from a Washoe County jury.
An online operation by Heat in October of 2025 included posing as a 16-year-old girl on websites known for illicit commercial sex. Johnson reached out to the alleged child offering to pay for sex. The undercover reconfirmed with Johnson that she was 16 years old and then set up a meeting. He was arrested as soon as he arrived.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA. California Senate Democrats are rejecting a plan to suspend the state's gas tax highest in the nation. Republican State Senator Tony Strickland of Huntington Beach introduced the bill, saying it would have immediately reduced gas prices by $1.08 per gallon.
And families who are living paycheck to paycheck, they can't afford these high gas prices. And a lot of folks in California are having to decide between a gallon of milk and a gallon of gas.
Strickland says SB 1035, the Gas Tax Relief Act, would have saved a family of four at least $1,100 per year. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, Tom Steyer has now sent a record $192.4 million on his campaign for California governor.
The billionaire Democratic activist is funding his campaign with his own money. Steyer has raised more money for his campaign than all of his opponents combined. Much of the money is going toward television and mail ads. Ahead of the June 2nd primary election, most polls have him as the second most popular Democrat behind Javier Becerra. California has a history of wealthy candidates funding their own campaigns, though in the past three decades, none of them have successfully ran for governor or senator. I'm Daniel Martindale.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:30. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump speaking to reporters outside the construction zone for the White House ballroom this morning. He discussed ongoing negotiations with Iran, claims the United States was just an hour away from resuming strikes last night.
We were going to be striking it would have been happening right now. Yeah, it was all done. The boats, the ships are all loaded. They're loaded to the brim. And we're all set to start.
The man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk in a Utah court today for a hearing. Judge Tony Graff hearing arguments on some big issues, one of them concerning a motion by the defense to close portions of the July hearing and seal some exhibits. Deputy Utah County Attorney Chad Gruneder began his arguments by saying they want those hearings to be open.
The state has tried to make it abundantly clear throughout this process that we favor open hearings so that the public can trust what happens in this courtroom.
America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:31, and if you are just joining us here at the bottom of the hour, our top local story, a decision by the Washoe County District Attorney to seek the death penalty in the case of Isabella Loving. She is the 5-year-old North Valleys girl who was found murdered by her own parents, or at least accused of that anyway. Both the mom and dad were charged with first-degree murder, and the father will now face the death penalty.
Conducted in collaboration with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office, the decision was reached unanimously to seek the death penalty against Nicholas Loving.
And again, that will go to trial as a death penalty case. Other news that we are following this hour, pending home sales rose more than expected in April.
The National Association of Realtors says the number of homes under contract increased 1.4% last month and rose 3.2% on an annual basis. The group's chief economist noted buyers are cautiously optimistic despite growing economic uncertainty and a slight rise in mortgage rates. Pending home sales rose in the Northeast, Midwest, and West in April and declined in the Northeast. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Do you like Disneyland? Listen up. They're being hit with a class action lawsuit over facial recognition technology in Anaheim.
Facial recognition was put in place at Disneyland and Disney California Adventure entrances in April. The lawsuit argues Disney does not adequately disclose the use of their biometric collection. It adds that a sign at select entrances with a slash through a silhouette that allows guests to avoid the facial recognition isn't enough notice. The lawsuit's seeking at least $5 million. I'm Monica Nelson.
Get this, a new bipartisan federal tax proposal could see electric vehicle owners forking over as much as $150 per year. That tax, now under consideration in the U.S. House, it would take effect next October at $135. It would increase $5 a year up to $150. Hybrid owners would pay as much as $50. Again, these are hybrids and EVs that you and I can buy. The money would be used to supplement road funding that's currently collected on gasoline taxes. If you're job hunting, LinkedIn just dropped its top companies list for 2026.
JP Morgan Chase grabbed the number one spot with Alphabet, Microsoft, and Amazon right behind. Big banks like Wells Fargo and Bank of America made the cut, plus Capital One and Walmart and AT&T. LinkedIn says the rankings are based on career growth, stability, and long-term opportunities. I'm Monica Nelson.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:33.
During the Black Hawk War, a volunteer militia comprised of farmers and rough fellows from the backwoods of Illinois chose Abe Lincoln as their captain. Instilling discipline, Lincoln marched his rowdy company in wide formation headlong toward a fence. Forgetting the proper command to march his men two by two through a small gate, Lincoln ingeniously ordered the company halt, dismissing them to fall in again on the other side. Years later, as president, Lincoln declared having been selected as captain by his friends gave him more satisfaction than he had enjoyed since. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For 30 years, it has been our distinct pleasure to provide comfortable environments in the homes and businesses of our friends in Northern Nevada. We know you have many choices, and we would be honored to be your selected heating and cooling provider. Please visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Kenneth Quirk, General Manager of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Discover the secret to radiant, glowing skin with Diamond Glow at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Diamond Glow exfoliates, extracts, and simultaneously infuses your skin with nourishing serums. Their medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Reveal your freshest, brightest self in just one session. Book your consultation today at hallandrye.com.
FM Top Weather.
Beautiful Tuesday afternoon with temperatures into the 70s, 74 in Reno, 72 in Carson, tomorrow 80 in Sparks. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegra, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Prosecutors go for the highest punishment in a tragic case. I'm John Potter for the new news. Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks said today he will seek the death penalty for the father of Isabella Loving. Nicholas Loving is charged with child abuse and open murder of the 5-year-old girl who was found dead at her Cold Springs home over a year ago. Hicks says he's seeking the penalty based on Loving's prior convictions and because of the severity of the abuse surrounding the death, which he said involved physical torture, withholding food and water, and a lack of medical care. The girl's mother, Andrea, is also charged in Isabella's death, but is not facing the death penalty. Both are still in custody. He is held without bail, $2 million bail for Andrea Loving. They pled not guilty to all counts. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are lower in afternoon trading as the tech-led rally continues to lose momentum and as 10-year Treasury yields continue to spike. Oil prices remain elevated as inflation fears mount, with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $108 a barrel. Investors will be digesting a batch of earnings this week, including from the world's most valuable company, NVIDIA, after the closing bell on Wednesday. Its results could be a test of the recent tech-fueled stock market rally. And shares of CoreWeaver down 6%. After the Wall Street Journal reported that Alphabet and Blackstone plan to create an AI cloud company to rival CoreWeave using Google's specialized chips. And United Airlines is expecting strong passenger numbers this summer. However, the upbeat outlook isn't helping its stock, which is falling 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:37 and a very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma joining us in studio, as he always does. Mike Bosma, the principal of Keystone CPAs. If you need money help, they're the place to go. 775-786-4900. So, Mike, today we're talking about President Trump's much talked about settlement with the IRS, a $1.8 billion fund essentially that would help people who he says was victimized by that agency, providing direct, I guess, financial compensation. But you say it goes a little bit further than that. It actually goes into tax audit, I guess, coverage.
Well, right, that's correct. And so right now, they call it the weaponization of the IRS. The former administration has basically had the IRS attack their opponents, which is terrible. And I think the thing that's missing from the narrative, Greg, is, there's this fund for people that have been victims of this weaponization. But what's missing from the narrative is, what about everybody else is being audited? And the nature of the beast, of the audit beast, is it is stupid expensive to defend yourself on audit. And I'll just give you an example, right? You get audited and they say, well, give us your bank statements for the last 3 years. So you give them your bank statements, and then they trace all of the income activity and to say, okay, did you report all the income? Well, who's ever looked at their bank statements that way? So you're having to create a whole new set of accounting for yourself and then pay somebody to defend you to go through all this, because they throw an insane amount of resources against it, and you're just left to really defenseless. And then when you go to hire professional help, it's expensive because I believe they do that on purpose. They make it so that it's too much to fight back. You just surrender. which is terrible.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that happen. Well, we'll see what happens with that. You know, I know you're a big proponent of electric vehicles, hybrids, alternative propulsion systems when it comes to vehicles on the road. We just talked about this, a $150 tax on EVs, and it's got bipartisan support. You know, I guess, how would you excuse yourself from the gas tax since you're not paying gasoline taxes anyway? Is that fair, you think?
I think it's fair, and I don't think, you know, for $150 anybody's going to break the bank. They do need to deal with, you know, the electric vehicles' use of the road. I think that gas tax, 18 cents for federal, more for state, goes into that bucket. Fine, you know, you got to pay your fair share. It would seem to me registration fees would be a little bit more equitable. Mm-hmm. There's high users, low users, instead of just a flat tax. The concept of a progressive tax, you pay more tax based on your ability to pay. A flat 150 ignores all that. Somebody's got a Chevy Volt that's a $5,000, they're paying the same tax. Somebody's got a $100,000 Cybertruck.
Sure. But let's talk about this. As more electric vehicles hit the road and fewer people use gasoline cars, so the theory goes, should that EV fee go up?
Well, I think it will have to, but I think there's a better way to measure it. I think measure it based on the value that's already baked into basically in the state of Nevada. You go to DMV, you wonder how they calculate your registration fee. It's based on the value of your vehicle. So that way it's progressive. That way you're paying based on, the value of your vehicle instead of just, flat across the board. Will it go up? I'd rather reduce a little bit government.
Wouldn't we all?
But I mean, less government in my world is better.
Okay, final question I've got for you. Big news today out of the Jay Resort. They're planning a 55-story hotel tower in downtown Reno. Does Reno have the tourist capacity? Is there enough of a demand for them to be doing what they're planning on doing at the Jay?
I don't know, Greg. I would say this. Something new in Reno is refreshing. What was the last major casino that was built?
Was that the Atlantis?
Silver Legacy.
Okay.
Silver Legacy. I think that was like 1990 something.
Wow.
It's a little long in the tooth. You know, that mining rig, it maybe need to be updated. So, anytime you get new product in a market, it is just good for the market. It will drive people here. Now, I think the Jay Resorts has some work to do on the surrounding neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of potential. So, but we'll see who that guy. I think any kind of investment is good. I mean, after all, you can't build a data center. Might as well build a casino.
Absolutely. And a tall one at that.
A tall one at that.
Think about it for a second. You can admire it from I-80. It'll be beautiful.
First thing you see when you roll into town.
Totally. Mike Bosworth, Keystone CPAs. They want to help you with your money questions, and no question is stupid. 775. It's 775. Give me the number again.
786-4900.
I can't believe I slipped. 786-4900. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Greg.
Absolutely. 1243 here on the News at Noon.
I think I have a stupid question.
Please go ahead.
Do chickens have talons?
Do chickens have talons?
Get back to me tomorrow on that if you would.
I'm on it. Don't know that one off the top of my head.
Douglas County Community Services is playing. Did nobody watch Napoleon but me? The cult movie? One of the best of all time. Douglas County Community Services is pleased to announce the launch of the third season. It's self-entertaining. That's all it is. The third season of the Warrior Way paid parking program at Zephyr Cove. The program begins Memorial Day weekend and will operate on Saturdays and Sundays through June 11. Beginning June 12, paid parking rates will apply daily. All right, let's take a look at traffic, why don't we? At 1244, here's Phil. Traffic!
We still have that injury collision being cleaned up on North McCarran at Wedekin. That's over in Sparks. Fortunately, they should be finishing up that fair fairly shortly. Traffic is moving through there a whole lot better now. It is 65 degrees in Sparks, 62 in Minden, 61 in Wellington, 52 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
It's another beautiful afternoon, low to mid-70s for our daytime highs. Tomorrow, the rest of the week, we're going to be in low 80-degree weather, a few degrees above our seasonal average. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. Proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. That changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
99.1 FM Talk invites you to two incredible nights under the Northern Nevada sky. It all starts May 23rd when comedian and Fox News radio host Jimmy Failla brings his fast-paced, laugh-out-loud comedy to the Hawkins Amphitheater in Reno. Then on May 30th, Fox News Channel's Brian Kilmeade takes the stage with his History, Liberty, and Laughs tour, a unique blend of storytelling, humor, and American history you won't want to miss. Two big shows, two unforgettable nights. Presented by 99.1 FM Talk and under Northern Nevada Night Skies Productions. Get your tickets now at ticketweb.com. Ticketweb.com. And keep listening to 99.1 FM Talk for your chance to win your way in. See Jimmy Failla May 23rd and Brian Kilmeade May 30th. All at the Hawkins Amphitheater in Reno.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:48. Big news for Nashville and football fans.
Nashville has officially been confirmed as the host city for Super Bowl 64 in 2030. NFL owners approved the decision during league meetings, marking the first time the game will be played in Music City. The Super Bowl will be held at the Titans' new stadium, now under construction, bringing one of the world's biggest sporting events and a major economic boost to Nashville. I'm John Shannon.
Word today that President Trump is endorsing Ken Paxton over incumbent Texas Senator John Cornyn in his re-election bid.
I think the president's very gratified by the response that he's heard from the base and from a lot of voters. I think we're passionate about Ken Paxton. We think Ken Paxton is going to be a great senator for the people of Texas.
And that is Vice President J.D. Vance at a White House news conference earlier today. Other news that we are following this hour as we continue right along on your Tuesday afternoon, there is word that there is a travel warning now against several nations that are experiencing Ebola.
Officials strongly urged U.S. citizens from visiting Democratic Republic of Congo, South Sudan, and Uganda for any reason. The department also recommended that people reconsider travel to Rwanda. It follows a Monday announcement from the CDC banning foreign travelers from three Ebola-impacted countries after an American physician working in the impacted area tested positive for the virus. Foreign passport holders are restricted from entering the U.S. if they have been in Uganda, the Congo, or South Sudan in the last 3 weeks. I'm Chris Caraggio.
For what it's worth, Southwest Airlines no longer welcomes human-like robots on board its flights. Didn't know that was a thing.
Earlier this month, an employee of a Dallas-based company called the Robot Studio flew Southwest from Dallas Love Field to Las Vegas, along with a robot companion named Stewie. The company had bought a plane ticket for Stewie and had made sure its battery was FAA compliant. The very next day, Southwest banned human-like or animal-like robots from its flights, either as passengers or as checked baggage.
I'm Michael Kastner.
That was very cute. For 10 days starting July 10th, registered trappers are encouraged to round up as many pythons within 8 designated areas of the Florida Everglades as part of a state sanction challenge there. It's an effort to save the Everglades in what South Florida Water Management's alligators officials say the largest environmental restoration ever intended. Other news that we are following this hour, Jermaine Jackson is being ordered to pay over $6 million after a woman said the singer sexually assaulted her in 1988.
Yesterday, a Los Angeles judge issued a default judgment after Jackson failed to take part in the case. Lawyers for the plaintiff said the 71-year-old brother of Michael Jackson could not be located to be served with court papers. Yesterday, the judge awarded Rita Butler Barrett $6.5 million. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:51.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
The Wolfpack baseball team is limping into the conference championship. Having lost 9 out of the last 10, offense has performed, but pitching is the weakness. In the last 10 games, the Pack opponents have averaged better than 10 runs per game. When the Reno Aces visit Oklahoma City tonight to begin this week's series, their pitching will be tested. The Comets are the Dodgers' top farm team and have several of their players near the top of the PCL hitting stats. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Die when I may, I want it said of me, by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Nevada's FM News Talk. News, talk, truth. Truth.
Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages, and benefits start day one. Chromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City, an affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Wednesday between 3 and 6 p.m.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Transform your backyard into your favorite place to be with Carson Masonry and Steel Supply. Imagine custom patios, beautiful stonework, a stunning water feature or fountain, and elegant fire boulders perfect for relaxing evenings under the stars. Carson Masonry and Steel Supply has the materials you need, and delivery is available. Visit 4783 Highway 50 East in Carson City. Call 775-882-3832. That's 882-3832. 32.
Hi, I'm Senator Lisa Krasner. It's been an honor serving as your senator since 2022. I have a doctorate degree and a bachelor's degree. I teach college courses on the United States Constitution. I've passed laws that protect children, increase public safety, and support veterans and senior citizens. I love Nevada and I care about you. I'm running for re-election and I need your help. Please vote Lisa Krasner for Senate District 16. I'd be proud to continue serving as your state senator.
Paid for by Lisa Krasner for Nevada.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
Beautiful Tuesday afternoon with temperatures into the 70s, 74 in Reno, 72 in Carson, tomorrow 80 in Sparks. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
And if you're just checking in, they will try for the death penalty in connection with the murder of a 5-year-old North Valleys girl.
Isabella Izzy Loving, a tragedy that has profoundly impacted our entire community.
That's Washoe DA Chris Hicks just moments ago at a news conference says, again, they'll seek the death penalty in the murder case of 5-year-old Isabella Loving. Again, the North Valleys girl apparently tortured and beaten to death by her own parents.
Torture. That he physically abused Izzy and or subjected her to cold showers and or withheld her intake of food and water and or physically restrained her movement and or failed to provide medical care or treatment.
Now, Hicks says the case against the father is the death penalty case here, and there cannot be a death penalty case against the mother. Apparently, word is circumstances and various legal issues just don't permit that, so they will go after the father for the death penalty. Other news that we are following this hour, the Arizona sheriff leading the investigation into Nancy Guthrie's disappearance is sharing updates.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos tells People magazine that he personally isn't in contact with the family, but investigators can contact the Guthries at any time. He added, quote, it works both ways. Today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie, the most famous of Nancy's three children, returned to her anchor job in April after taking time off following her mom's apparent abduction in February. Nancy also has two other children, Annie and Cameron. In Arizona, I'm Wendy Swanson.
In-N-Out's Burger's latest Reno location apparently back on track nearly 2 years after it first submitted a planning permit. Word is that the restaurant chain has applied for a new building permit at 880 East Plum Lane. That's right at Plum and Kitsky. That used to be the Redwood Rotisserie and Grill. Right now it's a moon pile. The permit application described the new location as a nearly 3,900 square foot restaurant with a 2-lane drive-thru. It'll also have 94 parking spaces planned. No clear timeline yet on when the construction of it might begin, but again, Reno, Northern Nevada anyway, might be getting a third In-N-Out location. FM News Talk Time, 12:58. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Repeating one of our top stories for today, May 19th, 2026, 20 days away from the primary. The arrest record of James Settlemyer on October 2005 for domestic battery has been posted online at the Populist Sentinel website. Settlemyer has since been divorced from the wife at the time, who had 4 arrests for DUI on her record. Greg, when you said that there's no such thing as a stupid question, I took that as a challenge. And I must say, I think I did quite well with it.
Now, yes, I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that kind of stuff. Try me again. Well, listen, if I survive tomorrow, I will be back with you on Thursday for another edition of the Noon News, 12 noon to 1 p.m., Monday through Friday. Greg Neft, Phil Galbraith, Craig Swope with local sports, John Potter with the news, and me. I'll even give you my name, Jerry Evans, even after
that?
Stupid question. Have a great day.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.